Time to check in with Steve Burness, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. And Steve, let's talk first about these hurricane relief donations that organizations are asking for. You have to be careful, don't you?
You do, Bob. Thank you so much for having me today. Yeah, there's disasters like this bring out the good of people and the bad individuals as well. So you got to be careful of the scammers trying to take advantage of the situation. Just because they call you out of the blue and say they're XYZ charity doesn't mean it's them. You have to do your due diligence and see if the charity meets your standards as well before donating to them. And the key, Bob, is if somebody asks you to donate, a legitimate charity will want your money today. They'll want it tomorrow, next year. Mm-hmm. A scammer will want your credit card in 30 seconds or less. Hmm. So that's usually the sign of the tip-off to the rip-off, Bob.
And if you go to your website, BBB.org, the Better Business Bureau, you've got some information on reputable charities there, don't you?
We do. We have a list of charities that meet our accountability standards of 20 different standards that we rely on charities to make sure they adhere to. And they're on our website at BBB.org or Give.org. We own both websites as well.
October is moving time around here, and there are a lot of scams about that going on. What are you hearing these days?
Well, Bob, October usually is the second busiest month of the year for moving, so we've got a lot of scammers out there trying to take advantage of the situation. There's a lot of great movers out there. There always is, but unfortunately, the bad actors try to ruin it for everybody else. So we want consumers to be wary of anybody, calling for a very low price quote. It seems too good to be true. It usually is. And then if you look at those websites, there's poor grammar on the moving company's websites, or no physical address or insurance or registration number. That's usually a sign of a red flag, Bob, as well.
You advise people to get everything in writing and be wary of unusual requests, right?
Exactly. Everything in writing, because it's hearsay otherwise. As they said, he said, she said, if you need to take him to court. And you got to make sure what they said is put down somewhere on the contract.
Tell us what happened out in Algonquin with this charity scam, talking about charities.
Well, there's a lot of reports in McHenry County as well, and the McHenry County Police Department as well. We have allegedly a Chicago man has stole nearly $3,000 from two women in Algonquin by overcharging them on their debit cards when they offered to help for a small donation. So you got these people, in retail environments, you see, support our charities, support our children, whatever it may be, and they ask for a small donation. But usually the warning sign is you can't use your credit card, and we don't take cash. But they use your debit card, and they said they're going to charge $25. And in some reports, it's $2,000 they charged, or $3,000 was charged, and it was automatically debited from your account into that person's account. Hmm. So be careful when you're donating to somebody, just like individual or whatever. You need more information, just not trusting them as they walk up to you on the street or sitting in a mall somewhere.
I got this text the other day, supposedly from login.gov, saying your one-time code is, and then it gave a set of numbers for a code. Code expires in 10 minutes. Don't share this code with anyone. And I don't know why I got it, where it came from. I didn't ask for this. Have you heard of something that allegedly comes from the government?
It happens all the time, Bob, unfortunately. So there's three instances of what happened. It's either a hacking attempt on your phone or computer, or a phishing attempt, or it's a legitimate message. So if you didn't do anything, like you said, if you didn't deal with the government, they wouldn't be sending you a code. So that rules that out. Most likely it's a phishing attempt, because they give you that 30 minutes, something's going to be wrong, you got to, it's going to expire, and they want you to click on that, and they can go to a site that has malware and spam and put it on your phone as well. Or it could be somebody hacking into your account if it was legitimately from XYZ Bank. Hmm. It's important for you to call that bank, not use the link they send you. Any legitimate organization will want you to call them or go to their website directly as well, because there are some legitimate messages. But for the one-time code, consumers need to take a closer look at it and determine whether or not it's a hacking attempt or a phishing attempt. You can call the Better Business Bureau. We can assist you on that as well.
And finally, fall is here, and so are the scammers who want to help you clean up and fix up around the house. Tell us about this.
You're right, Bob. It happens every year. It's like clockwork. The fall season is notorious for home improvements, getting ready for the obviously the winter season. So our scam tracker report for 2023, they ranked fourth on the riskiest of scams. So be very careful on them. And typically what they have, Bob, is chimney roof repairs. They happen to be down the street. They can take a look at your chimney and fix it. And they want you to, you know, saying it's going to crumble. We got to repair the whole thing. It's important to get several different estimates. And then you watch out for the gutter cleaning and energy audits, you know, door to door. They say they're with the utility company and they're not. They're with a third party trying to get your information to switch to a different utility company. So you got to be very careful of that. Those people walking door to door, those are usually the concerns for us right now. But again, there are legitimate ones out there, companies. Mm-hmm. But you got to do the research, Bob. You just don't do business with somebody who walks up to your house.
No shortage of scams and spam. Thanks for the warnings, as always, Steve Burness. Talk to you again next Thursday.
Thanks, bud. Have a great day.